That's right. Okay. You're the second person I've interviewed today. I spent all morning interviewing one person in Charleston, so I'm getting a lot of information. Now, how about terms for different kind of illnesses, like when your joints get to hurting?
Rheumatoid. Okay. Is that the... I have a lot of chills and fever back when I was a child.
A lot of what?
Chills and fever.
Uh-huh.
Malaria.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, when they... when they cut the tunnel in the river, we had it in there for a few days, but it's bad.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
All that treetops and stuff fell down in the room, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bad.
And how about if somebody had to have their appendix out? What did they have?
I'm sorry. A clean belly, right? Yeah.
Now, what about terms for, some of them might be more polite and some of them are kind of crude for if somebody eats something that don't agree with them and it comes back up?
Oh.
What do they do?
The deity call it throwing up, but back then they used to call it puking.
Okay. You just say puking and that wasn't...
That's what they say.
That was just a term. That wasn't a rude or anything. Okay. And how about if somebody died? You wouldn't say they so-and-so died. You might have a more polite way of saying... What if it was somebody you didn't really like or you kind of making fun? Would they say, oh, so-and-so?
Oh, so-and-so is a good thing he's gone.
I tell you what this man told me this morning. He said it's hot weather like this. Somebody had died. Didn't have too good a reputation. You'd say they're fanning the flames. And that's why it's so hot.
Yeah, there used to be two fellas up here in Hell Hole. Fellow by the name of Warren and fellow by the name of Parsons. And I've heard people make the statement time and time again these hot days, saying, well, he got Warren and Coggins firing the bowl of the day.
How about, do they ever talk about any place around here being haunted?
Well, yes, I've heard of that, but I don't put much faith in something like that.
Mm-hmm. What would they say was,
ghost.
In a house or?
Yeah. A house with that ghost in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that believe that thing. You couldn't change it.
Mm-hmm.
I said you couldn't change it at all.
Hmm. And what
I've
about?
I've seen a few things that I couldn't explain. But, and couldn't get an explanation for it. But as for believing in ghosts, I don't believe in them.